This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Again, greetings and welcome to our lesson this morning. We're certainly glad you've tuned us in. And again, if you would like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. Remember, the program is on the website and can be re-listened to there, and that I do have a meditation that I post new every week, usually on Mondays, that you might find interesting as well. And there's other helps on the website. So if you're interested in contacting me or in seeing the material on the website, you might want to get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write those addresses down at the close of the program. Now today we're going to read from Luke chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 13. The last couple of weeks we've dealt with the resurrection. We were apparently at the right place at the right time, because we have just gone through the Easter celebrations where we remember that the Lord was raised from the dead. And we've looked at the fact that it was very difficult for the disciples to believe that the Lord had been raised from the dead. And when we preach the gospel, sometimes we emphasize the fact that Christ died for our sins, but we need to always emphasize that he was buried, and you don't bury a person who's still alive. I think the Lord tells us he was buried so we would know that he really died, and he was raised again the third day according to the scriptures. And as we've been emphasizing, the resurrection is what gives us confidence that everything that the Lord did satisfied God, and that we will also be raised from the dead. He is not here. He is risen. And yet this truth of the resurrection is the truth that it was so hard for the disciples to accept. It was hard for them to accept the fact that the Messiah that they thought would rule in Israel and would redeem them or liberate them from Roman rule, that he was going to die. But when he did die, they thought it was all over. They were discouraged. They didn't understand that the Lord was going to be raised from the dead, and that the crucifixion did not defeat the Lord. It defeated Satan. It defeated sin. It defeated death, but it did not defeat the Lord. And the Lord was, in fact, raised from the dead. But it's a difficult thing to really believe in the resurrection. But those of us who believe in the Lord do believe in the empty tomb, and that it distinguishes what we believe in from all of the other religions of the world. So now we want to read from Luke chapter 24, dealing with another meeting with the Lord after the resurrection, a meeting which I have to admit I'm a little jealous about. I'd like to have this kind of meeting with the Lord. And when I say that, this was an actual physical meeting with the Lord. And yet, in a sense, any one of us who want to meet with the Lord in this way, I believe, can do that privately as we read the Holy Scriptures and as we meditate upon them. And as we meet with other Christians to commune about the things of the Lord, we can have, in a spiritual sense, this kind of a meeting. And it's a wonderful thing to have this kind of a meeting. It's the meeting we're going to read about gave those disciples that the Lord met on the Emmaus Road heartburn. And it was the kind of heartburn you want to have. You don't have to take Tums for this kind of heartburn. So we'll read from Luke 24, verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling that day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, when they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Think of that. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" And the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" And he said to him, or he said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and in word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, beside all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain of our company, certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? And we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. Now, wouldn't this be a wonderful story to be able to tell your children and your grandchildren? The Lord must have had a real interest in these two because he met them personally as they were walking down the road to Emmaus. It appears to me that they were discussing the things that had happened, pondering the things that had happened. And it's interesting that when we, as the disciples of the Lord, either in a family environment or in a gathering of the church or with our friends, when we talk about the things concerning the Lord, it's always a blessing to us. I believe that when we are talking about the things concerning the Lord, when we're meditating upon them, I think Jesus himself still can draw near. He may do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, but it'll be evident that there's a joy associated with talking about these things. And it seems like we can meditate alone and get a great blessing, but when we meditate and discuss things together, it seems like the blessing is multiplied, just as the blessing of the five loaves and the two fishes were multiplied when the Lord fed the multitudes with them. They took up more than they started with. And often it's that way when we sit and talk about the things of the Lord. But these disciples were confused. They must have been a couple that really did believe that the Lord was the Messiah, that he was a prophet mighty in word and deed before God and all the people. They knew he was Jesus of Nazareth. They must have followed all the things that had happened with regard to the Lord Jesus. And I think they were not only confused, but maybe just a little discouraged because now the Lord had been crucified. And that was not what the people in Israel were expecting, because it was not what they wanted. They wanted a Messiah to reign. They didn't want a Messiah who was going to die on an old rugged cross. And so the Lord took a personal interest in these two. It may have been a man and his wife, because we do know that they apparently were living together, and it was and they invited the Lord to come and stay with them, and they apparently provided a meal for him. So as we look at that, it was likely a man and his wife who were discussing these things. And we read those words, Jesus himself drew near. Now, this was not an angel. This was not a prophet. This was not a wise man. The Lord had an interest in them, and Jesus himself drew near. And those personal things in the Bible that Jesus himself must do always speak to me. When the Lord comes again, we find that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Jesus is going to do that himself. There are certain things he could not delegate to anybody else. He could not delegate the work of the cross to somebody else. It must be the Lord himself who would die on that old rugged tree. But He had this interest in these two, and the Bible still says, seek and ye will find. And it tells us that if we really are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, we'll be filled. And I believe that those principles were being carried out in the lives of these two. It's interesting, there was no electronic media in that day, but yet all of Israel seemed to know what had happened, because they said to this man that they thought was a stranger, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem and have not known the things which happened there in these days? The rest of the people knew what had happened. They knew what had happened, but here's a man who appeared not to know what had happened, and he kind of tested their knowledge, and he says, what things? And that's when they say the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And as we look at this passage, and as they talk, the Lord opened to them the scriptures. And we have months and months of Bible studies, but the Lord, in a journey, which probably took some time from Jerusalem to Emmaus, 7 miles, and I'm sure that that 7 miles, if they were talking, would have taken, somewhere around 3 or 4 hours. But in that period of time, the Lord was able to begin at Moses and all the prophets and expound to them in all the scriptures of things concerning himself. He gave them a grounding in what the scriptures said. I'm sure that they had already been acquainted with those scriptures, but he was able to give them a grounding in the truth that they needed to believe on that journey. It didn't take years in a Bible school. It took some time alone with the Lord Jesus, and I think that that's the best way to really learn about the things concerning himself. Even to this day, we have a tendency and should teach others the things that we learn. I understand that, but the things that we teach others today sometimes are learned from others who there's a lot of confusion, I guess, is what I'm leading up to, in what we learn from others today, because there's so many differences of opinion as to what is the doctrine of Scripture. But these people spent time alone with the Lord, and what they learned that day, I know you could never take away from them. And I remember the day when I was alone in my room and I found out that something I had known all my life was really true. Christ had died for my sins, and you'll never take that away from me either. And I have to admit that at that time I wasn't as involved in the resurrection truth as I maybe could have been, but I have since understood that that has been the thing that convinces us that what we believe is true. They met the Lord. They were changed, and they went and told others. And I trust, dear friend, you have met the Lord at some point in your life. You have communed on these things, and you have been enlightened, and that your heart has burned within you. You've had joy in the things that the Lord has revealed to you personally. Now, our Heavenly Father, bless this lesson and this little meditation on meeting with the Lord. We pray for blessing upon our listeners. We don't know their needs, but you do. And so we trust that you'll meet them. We thank thee for thy love in our Savior's worthy and precious name. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.